Hey folks, Buck Risby here. I have on the line with me my good friend Eben Pagan, and if you're here, it's because you've heard about the interview that I invited you to, and the topic that we're going to discuss, which is, you know, really how to get started with an online business leveraging digital products. And I am this is a little weird for me because I'm flying a little blind. I don't see who's on the line. And so a lot of times I do this using some visual cues. So we're just going to do this like a radio show and just do it audio only. Eben, are you here with us?
Right here.
Okay.
Hey, Buck.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Eben, let's see. If I do this, are you able to... I don't know if you can make me an organizer so I can see questions and things that people might be submitting here as we go along. I know I have a bunch of questions to ask you, and I'm going to grill you. But if you see me logged in as Buck Risby...
You know what, Buck? Let's do this. I'm going to look really quick. I called in on audio. I didn't actually start the visual part of the webinar, but let me just take a look because it's okay. Likely that I have controls. And, you know, it just takes maybe 30 seconds to log in. And let me see if I can get in and
that's
make
cool.
that happen.
Yeah, I have questions. I wanted to take advantage of this opportunity because I don't get many opportunities to get you on the line. And so I want to take advantage of it. And then, of course, we want to have folks be able to ask questions if possible. So while you put that together. Now, Eben, where in the world are you right now?
Right now, I'm calling in from San Francisco, California, Silicon Valley.
Okay, because last night I'd heard you were hanging your hat in New York City. Has that changed?
Yeah, we, basically for quite a while, we split our time. You know, our main base for the last 4 or 5 years has actually been Miami. We had a place in New York, and we would spend the summers there, which was kind of cool. But now we stopped really hanging out in New York last year.
And the other news is you're a family man now, because when I first met you, number one, you weren't married. I've been married most of my natural life, my adult life. But when we met, you weren't married. You didn't have any children. What? How's the status changed since then?
Well, the status has changed quite a bit.
Okay.
I'm happily married. I've got an amazing wife, and I now have a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Congratulations.
Everything's really, really rocking here.
That's fantastic. Well, I didn't, for my youngest daughter, I didn't get any sleep for the first 3 years. So hopefully you're doing better than I did. What I'd like to do is introduce you a little, because you and I think I met you maybe in 2007, 2008 timeframe, right around there. So it's getting on, 7, 8 years. And, your reputation preceded you. So, back then you were running a very large information product company. You'd started this business. I kind of knew the lore about that business. You started this business in your bedroom, in your jammies with just a computer. And you had no specific skills when you did this with respect to building a website or that you had previously sold products online, didn't know how to, a little bit like our friend Yannick Silver, never had set up a shopping cart before, written email newsletters, basically did everything from scratch. And since that time, now I'm going to share a secret here. Your original business, as I recall, was in the dating niche. So you're writing, providing dating advice, but you built that business to be a multi 8-figure business, as I recall. Is that correct?
Yep, we did.
Yeah, I mean, and you kept it virtual. I mean, that was one of the things that had really fascinated me was your ability to, you didn't park everybody into a box, put them in cubicles and have them, have them report into work in Southern California and go through, a couple hours of traffic every day. So that, I salute you because that's the way I've been running my business since 2006. And the way I continue to run my business is 100% virtual. But since that time, this was not a one-hit wonder. You built 10 different brands, each of them to over 7 figures in different niches, not just in one niche. And, so recently we were just talking about this. you spent the last how many months right now traveling with your family around the world, and where did you go?
You know, basically we've been traveling now for 5 months. I've always had the fantasy to do it, and maybe I've traveled a bit, but I realized, wow, you know, we really do, you know, I might as well take advantage of this virtual business. My wife loves to travel.
Okay.
And so last year she was trying to talk me into this, and it's ultimately why we let our apartments go. We just decided to go, you know, she wanted me to go to London. So we went and lived in London for a while. We kind of took a tour through Europe for almost a month. You know, we went all over the place. We went to Rome and Paris and, you know, Germany and Amsterdam. And then we came back. We met at the Burning Man Art Festival,
okay,
my wife and I, about 6 or 7 years ago.
You're
so
brave, man.
We came back. We went out there, and then we just came back to San Francisco, and now we're checking out kind of the technology scene for a bit.
Fantastic. I love technology. Well, I kind of cut my teeth. I spent 20 years in enterprise software and working for a couple of companies actually based in Northern California. So know that well. So you're, you know, but we're here to talk about, and I know we're going to recording this, and we'll provide the recording to the folks that both that, you know, that made it. And if you're here, I'm going to make sure that you get, you know, I can see some of the folks that are coming online. Hi, Nikolai, how you doing? See some friends coming online as we speak. We're going to talk about creating a digital product business. And I, you know, my expertise over the last 10 years has been in the health supplement space. But one of the things that I have done as well is launched a couple of information product businesses. And I know many people that use information products as a launching pad for health, for physical products business, such as health supplements. So your expertise really fascinates me on a number of levels. Number one, I think a lot of, you know, folks that might be listening in may not have made that leap where they have started their own business. Maybe they're working a day job. They're in a situation where they may or may not be happy, and or they're looking to complement the income they're bringing in or replace the income 100% that they're bringing in. So could you share a little bit about, you know, how you got started with an online digital product business? What was the genesis of you doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, I basically grew up living in the woods. I mean, I spent almost the first 25 years of my life living in Oregon. You know, I dropped out of high school.
Okay.
You know, I don't have any formal business education. I'm essentially a failed rock and roll guitar player that I needed to learn business,
right,
so I could, you know, have a better life. And trying different ideas, from, you know, being a real estate agent, being a guitar teacher, you know, to all kinds of different things. I had a part-time consulting business. I got to a place where I lost my last, I was 31, and I had to make my next step work.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen, you know, what was happening online, but, you know, I didn't know how to build a website or use a shopping cart or, you know, do an online business at all.
Right.
Fortunately, I had a friend who just showed me what he was doing. He was selling just a simple PDF ebook online. And so I wrote a book of dating advice in a few weeks. I wrote it just using a pen name. I taught myself how to, you know, do things and kind of sell it online. And then I, you know, saw that that worked, and I started launching other teaching courses. And I took that model and, you know, I mean, you know, to generalize, I basically just replicated it 10 times. You know, when I started out, I was, you know, I didn't have any of this experience. I was actually 30 grand in debt. You know, I was unemployed, and, you know, I launched it with this little book that I wrote in a few weeks, and it, you know, it blew up and it changed the course of my life.
Okay. Well, here's an interesting question. You decided to get into this particular niche, which was dating. Was that 100% based on, you know, this is education about my personal experience and my specific methods that I've learned, or did you go and do a bunch of research on the topic and then, based on that research, produced this info product?
Yeah, well, I was basically a social loser all my life and couldn't get a date to save my life. And I got frustrated with that. And so I started reading books and, you know, going to seminars and just trying to learn. And this was in my late 20s. And so when my friend showed me how he had, you know, done this with an ebook, You know, because I'd spent some time looking at marketing and, you know, kind of studying marketing a bit in my life. And I went, oh, you know what? This is something I'll bet other people would want to learn. You know, so it was just something I knew that I thought that other people would want to learn. I didn't spend years doing market research analysis and focus groups or anything. I just said, well, this is some of the most valuable knowledge I have. And I think I'm just going to write a little book and see how it does.
Well, I mean, so, okay, great. So that, you know, there's a couple ways that people can approach this. One is based on personal experience, and taking that knowledge and putting it into an info product that people, might want to purchase. The other is, you know, doing some level of research, putting together, a product and bringing it to market based on that research. You know, I've seen this, a couple things are happening right now, and I'm witnessing more and more people leveraging selling products online, whether that's digital products or physical products. You chose the digital product route, okay? Is that, is that the preferred method of getting started with an online business from your perspective? And if so, why?
Yeah. So when I started, I had a digital product. It was, an ebook that you go and you download online. Mm-hmm. In the early days when we started out, this is, you know, over 10 years ago, 12, 13, something years ago, we had, when we would make all your video cords, we would actually make CDs or DVDs.
Right.
And go through
that.
This whole process of, yeah, like duplicating them and, you know, putting them in a warehouse and, you know, sometimes it actually works to have physical products still,
okay,
to have a, you know, a hard copy that you send to people.
Yeah, you had a continuity program component, right? So you would sell your info, your digital product, and then you had a continuity, which was CDs, as I recall.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so, you know, we've tried all these different models, but what's really special now, Buck, is that, you know, we've crossed over the tipping point. You know, when a train or a plane or a bus, or you go into a public place now, you just see everywhere people are plugged in with their headset, mm-hmm, looking at their, you know, their iPad or their mobile device or their computer. And a lot of what these people are doing is watching educational training programs. You know, it's online learning. And the convenience for the person who's getting the information to be able to just click a button and immediately start watching it, you know, is way, I think, the, you know, perceived value of, you know, holding a binder with a bunch of, you know, DVDs in it. Now, again, sometimes it's a good idea to do that, but I really like the pure digital model as much as possible. It's easier. It's fast. You know, you can get your information out. If you need to make a change, you know, if there's like back in the day when you would write a book, you know, you'd spend all this time writing it and editing it and, you know, and typesetting it, and you'd have to print like 10,000 of them. And if there was a mistake, you know, you were kind of screwed.
Right.
You know, nowadays, I mean, when I made my first book, I wrote it in a few weeks. I put it up online as a PDF. I didn't even proofread it. It had, you know, I'm half proud and half embarrassed to admit that it had a bunch of typos and, you know, spelling errors and whatever inside of it. And every once in a while, I would get someone that would be like, you know, hey, man, this book has like typos in it. What's going on? And I would write back and I'd say, hey, thanks for letting me know. And, you know, they'd tell me where they were and I would go and fix them. Digital products are great for that because you can, you know, let's say you've got an audio course that you make that's got six, you know, half hour sessions in it, and you make a big blunder in the fourth one, you don't even realize it. And someone writes in and says, hey, you know, your problem, you can just go and record it, and the next day you can have the fixed one, you know, up. So digital products have some huge advantages, you know, much higher profit margins. You don't have to deal with inventory. I'm a big fan.
Now you created, I would think, I would call it a persona, you know, for the author, that pen name of that first product.
Yeah.
How important is it to leverage both that content and creating that persona to maximize the perceived value of what you're putting out there?
Sure. Well, I wrote my first book and I used a pen name, right? So I wrote my book. It was about dating. I called it Double Your Dating. And I used a pen name that was David D'Angelo. And the reason why I did it, Buck, was I have a weird name. You know, my name is Eben Pagan. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard for people to relate to it. They misspell it and they mispronounce it. I mean, almost universally, right?
Yep.
And so I picked this name, David D'Angelo. It wasn't as much to create like a persona as much as it was to just have a name that people could go like, oh, that sounds like somebody, you know, I could relate to. And in fact, after about 5 or 6 years of building that business and everyone, you know, kind of like saw that pen name, I thought, you know what, I think I'm just going to change my name. I was actually at a point where I was going to legally change my name to the pen name of my book because I, you know, it felt more normal.
Right.
But when I started teaching business, all my friends who would come and teach at my programs would always, no matter what I would do, they would always call me Eben because they knew me that way. And yeah. I thought, okay, well, there's just no way I'm out of this, so I'm just going to have to deal with it. And it turned when I started teaching and, you know, just using my real name, everything was fine with it, and it worked out. So I don't really think that it's that important. What I do recommend, though, is if you've got a name, and, you know, I recommend this to my, you know, my business clients, to people that do digital products, to whatever. If you've got a name that's hard for people to relate to, and they have a hard time remembering it, you might consider using a pen name. Hmm. And a lot of successful people have.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Marilyn Monroe to Sting, you know, uses stage names or pen names, and it's totally legit, totally normal. You know, whatever, dozens or hundreds of the actors and musicians and whatever you've heard about, you know, are using pen names, and lots of the people who create digital products are as well. Some people are concerned about privacy. You know, that could be another concern. That's not really too big of a deal for me. I mean, with the internet, people are going to, you know, if they really want to figure out who you are, they'll probably figure it out. But it would be more for a, you know, the purpose of helping you be more relatable, I would say.
So a couple great tips there. One is you had alliteration for both your title and your pen name. So you had Double Your Dating and you had David D'Angelo. Yep. And so those are a couple great takeaways here in terms of product naming. You know, what's in a name, I guess, is the question. And that's that was important. That can be important in terms of first impressions.
Yeah, if you want, Buck, I can just jam to on why that's important. That's
yes,
a,
please.
That's a, like an even more specific tactic. Yeah, the name of your product, the name of your business, the name of you, there. If you're thinking in terms of marketing, it's important to create names that are memorable. And actually, more specifically, it's important to create names that are very hard to forget. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's some tactics for doing this. And for the most part, most people do not teach this and they don't learn it. And it turns out that repetitive sounds are highly memorable. Okay, so if you think of brand names like Coca-Cola or even Google or YouTube or Twitter, there's always a repetitive sound. I don't think it's an accident that Coca-Cola is one of the most valuable brand names in history. And it not only has alliteration, which is the first letter, the C's, Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. but it also rhymes, Coca-Cola. And it's got a nice rhythm to it. So when you're coming up with your name, it's often good to use alliteration. You don't want to go too far, though. You know, it wouldn't be good if it was like Coca-Cola, Bola, Dola, Fola. You know, at that point, it starts right. to sound a little bit ridiculous. Yeah. And a lot of people do that. You know, they come up with something that's like 10, just a little bit. You know, you want like one or two times of the repetitive sound, and you want to do it artfully. But yeah, a lot of big brand names, repetitive sounds really win.
Now, there's something really interesting here with a digital product business, and I've seen you do it. I've seen other successful digital product marketers do this, and it's different from, let's say, selling an ebook on Amazon, you know, a Kindle book, for example. Could you talk a little bit about, because I'm sure everyone's familiar with Kindle and, you know, publishing and how easy it is now to do self-publishing on Kindle. And, you know, you hear the stories of, hey, you're selling your book for 99 cents or $2 and you're making, you know, literally pennies, if you will, per book. How is that different from what you're talking about?
Yeah, I've never used that method, Buck, because I want to be thought of in a different category. Okay. I don't want to be thought of as the 99 cent book person. And I don't want to be bought next to, you know, things where people are buying 99 cent books. I want my knowledge to be thought of as a solution, you know, as the way to get a result that you want in your life, as a solution to a problem, something that really helps you, you know, get what you desire. And when you do that, you take yourself out of the category of a commodity and you put yourself into the category of a premium product. Okay, a premium product.
Okay.
A lot of people, as I was building my dating advice business, they couldn't believe that I was selling, you know, a video course for $300 on how to get a date. It didn't even compute for them. You know, they were like, "Oh, wait a minute, I can just go buy a book for $10, you know?" And I would say, "That's true, you can, but the knowledge that I've got in my video course is more valuable than what you're going to get in that book, and you're going to see it on video, and it's very tailored." You know, there's a lot of information online is free right now. I mean, you know this, but you could sit right now and start watching videos and listening to audios for the rest of your life for free and never stop. So what makes some information free and some valuable? Well, what you'll notice about free information is that it's not organized. Okay, it hasn't been really well organized. And because people only watch for a few minutes at a time when they're surfing, it fragments all of the free information. So the most you're going to find on any particular topic is these little five-minute things, and they're all disorganized, and you've got to put them together. If you're actually interested in figuring out how to do something, like get a date or, you know, lose some weight, or maybe improve your financial life, or get a different job, or achieve a goal, or do better time management, you know, or do your hobby better. If you're really into it, you don't want to sit there and waste hours and hours and hours of your life and days of your life just trying to find, you know, these information and then try to fit it all together. You want someone to sit down and say, okay, look, here's how you do this. Here's step one, here's step two, here's step three. You want them to walk you through it, give you exercises, and have the whole thing be a cohesive communication. It's like a class that you're doing it over the internet. Do that. That's when you make it really valuable, because the simple logic of, hey, you can go watch free dating videos and you know, read stuff online forever, and a lot of it's going to conflict with itself, and you know, values aren't going to work. But here, go through this course step by step. It'll help you go from zero. You'll build confidence. You'll learn how to start conversations. You'll get a date. It's got a guarantee. You know, and then here's the value, and then here's the price. Really well for me to just differentiate myself based on quality.
Is it true that I've heard of studies where people, the more someone invests in something, the more they value it. And so if they're getting free information without a guide, without someone knowledgeable and fun walking them through it, they're going to value that relatively low versus they invested, you know, maybe substantial money, like you said, $300-$400 or more on an information product that has a fun, interesting, knowledgeable guide. Is that part of the equation here?
You know, I think it is, Buck. I'll tell you a quick funny story about this. So I know that. I've learned that over the years. If people invest in something, they have a stake in it, and now they're paying more attention. Whereas if they don't invest, they just, you know, they don't consider it to be very high value. When I did my first business seminar, okay, I had been building this company now for about 6 or 7 years. We've gotten up to, you know, whole 8-figure business. A lot of people have been asking me, how are you doing the business? And I said, okay, you know what I'll do is I'll do a seminar and I'll show people how I've been building my business. And, you know, because I was showing them kind of everything, I said, I don't have to charge a lot for this. So I charged $10,000 a ticket to come to this program. Now, you know, as you know, it's pretty high ticket price.
Yes.
You know, generally speaking, for a seminar. And it was the first time I was doing one. So I did it. We had 100 people sign up and each paid $10,000 a piece to come to this first program I did. I was thrilled. You know, I'm like, wow, this is great. It works really great. Everybody's coming. But then when I got to the program and it was the night before we were going to start, we had a little, you know, everybody was out on the patio drinking and hanging out. And I started to get nervous. I was thinking, you know, am I going to live up to it? Are they going to like what I have to say? And I stood up on a chair and I said to everyone, you know, welcome everyone. I'm really excited that you're here. Looking forward to showing you everything I've learned about, you know, building a business, you know, see you tomorrow. And everyone started cheering and applauding. And
nice.
I kind of sat down and I was like, what's going on? They haven't even heard, you know, anything I said. And as I thought about it, I was like, oh, right. They invested $10 to be here, plus their travel and their time and everything. They're really invested. You know, they're really into this. It has to work, and they're excited, you know, about it working. And so people invest in things, they get more excited, they get more committed. And that's, you want students who are excited and committed.
That's huge. Do you mind sharing, because I'm going back through, because I, you know, I'm a student of your business and the way you've, you know, what you've been doing over the years. And I was very fortunate to be in one of your early Altitude seminars. So thank you very much. I've been a raving fan for a lot of years. And I noticed that you had...
Thanks, Buck.
Yeah, you're welcome. And one of the things that you had done, let's say with, I'll pick on your first product, Double Your Dating, is you had a very interesting ascension model. And that was kind of speaking to what you said earlier about the Kindle book problem, the 99-cent book problem, is what is the back-end strategy? So the back-end strategy in a Kindle book might be just write a lot of Kindle books and hopefully they'll buy more after they buy the first 99 cents. They'll spend 99 cents again or $2.99 or whatever it is, $2.99. In your case, you had, as I recall, you had a bigger set of training videos at a higher price point, and then you had some other things on the back end. Do you mind walking people through that and how that really helped shape your business?
Sure. I'll give you three or four of the big lessons that I learned that you could apply with, you know, if you're creating digital products, and I'll just make maybe 30 or 60 seconds for each of them.
Please.
So I think of it, I call it a graduation model, where someone learns something and then they graduate to the next level. Then they learn something and they graduate to the next level. So it's a model that people can relate to. You know, they graduate from one grade or one school. Mm-hmm. So when I started, I had my first book. We sold it for $29.95, you know, as an ebook that you could download. After a few months of doing that, I said, you know, I need to test my prices. And so I raised my price by $10. Okay, it went from $29.95 to $39.95. And then I checked later on that day. It's a kind of a fun story, but I checked later that day, and I had a record day. I sold 10 copies of my book at the higher price. So I raised the price, sold more of them, right? So it was a big win. So, you know, a lesson there, make sure and test your prices, because sometimes a higher price will work. And, you know, Buck, I've done this multiple times in my company. When we test prices, the higher price worked better.
Wow.
Okay, doesn't always, but your price worked better.
Yeah.
Okay, then the next thing I did is I created another product. I created an audio course. And actually, technically what I did is I did my first seminar. I had 23 people pay to come to this little seminar. I didn't make any profit because, you know, I only had 23 people and I had to get a hotel room and whatever. But what I did is I borrowed a video camera and we put it in the back and we recorded the seminar on video and on audio. And then we released an audio course. Okay, so I'm selling an ebook. It's $39.95, let's say $40.
Okay.
I then release an audio course that's that material but taken deeper, and it's $100.
I'm sorry, can you say that price again? You broke up on us.
Oh, yeah. It was about $200 for the audio course.
Uh-huh.
Okay, $200. So $40 for the book, $200 for the audio course. The day we released the audio course, my business doubled. It instantly doubled, and it didn't ever go down again, right? Because all of a sudden, some of the people in the ebook bought the audio course.
Mm-hmm.
If you just do the simple math, so I sell an ebook for $40. I've now got an audio course for $200. If one out of five people who buys the ebook also buys the audio course, all of a sudden you've got an additional $40 worth of value,
right? Right.
200 divided by 5 is $40. And so all of a sudden I've doubled the value of my customer. So
yep.
It makes easy sense. So takeaway here is if you have one product and you create another product and you offer it as an upsell to people who are buying your first product, do a good job. You can usually get about 20% of them to take the higher priced product. And, you know, at first you think, oh, I'll make another product, 20%, and it doesn't sound like anything. But then when you realize 20% of the people buying a product that's five times as much doubles your sales and it increases your profit dramatically, it's like, oh, wow, that's a great idea. Then what we did is I started an interview series where I started interviewing dating gurus.
Right.
And in fact, I called it Interviews with Dating Gurus. And you could subscribe. And, you know, back then you could get a disc in the mail every month for about $20, and we had people signing up, but I couldn't figure out how to get people to buy it. You know, I only had a few, you know, I was really trying, and I had a few hundred people signed up for it, which, you know, whatever, a couple or a few hundred people at $20 a month is still several thousand dollars a month. So
sure.
Not like it was horrible, but I, you know, my business was doing better, and I just couldn't really figure out how to make it work in a way that made sense to me. And in fact, I was going to shut it down at one point. And then I had the insight, why don't I try just letting anyone who buys a copy of my book have a free month of the interview? I'll just give it to them for free. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll throw in a bonus that they could try it. So I made it so you're buying your book. It says you get a free month of my interview series. I'll send this to you for free. And I just made it so it was automatic. Like when you buy my book, you automatically get the free month. And if you want to cancel, you can. And I put a little box in there. You could opt out if you wanted. You know, you didn't have to take it.
Right.
What happened instantly, about half the people that were buying my book said yes to a free month in my interview series. And that's when that just took off, you know. And there are a lot more stories like this that I can explain to you. Probably best for, you know, a more in-depth training on that topic if that's something you're interested in. But as you move along, as you create each of your products, what you're doing is, you know, as Jay Abraham says, you're building these pillars. You're building like a Parthenon of income streams in your business. And now that's how I think of my digital products. Each one is a little business. Each one is a little income stream all by itself. And they diversify your business. They make it stronger. It's a very powerful strategy.
Well, it's, you know, what's really interesting is that model, which you were doing, you know, almost 10 years ago, is still perfectly applicable today and in many respects has been simplified through technology. Now, I would imagine you could, instead of having the live event to create that audio series or the video series that you did for that $200 program, you could have a series of webinars and do it all virtually and not have to rent a hotel or something like that. Is that true? I mean, is it really been made that much easier?
Yeah, in fact, Buck, most of the courses that I create now are not created at, you know, live seminars anymore. Mm-hmm. My favorite type of course to create, if I, you know, just had one, is an audio course that I create at a computer. And, you know, what I like to do is I like to get some people on the line, kind of like we have listening right now. I love to get a group on, even if it's a small group, and then teach them. I've got my notes in front of me. Teach them whatever the content is I want to teach, record it on audio, and then release it as an audio course because it has that feeling of, you know, there's people there. But some things I've recorded, I've just done them all by myself. And what's interesting is we pulled our lists. We had a program that we did last year, and I went out to my list and I said, hey, look, we're thinking we want to do something extra here. This is a very high-end group of people, by the way. And I said, would you prefer if we did a live program where everyone came together, right? And we're all in a room and you can be with me here and you can meet and network with the other people and learn from the others. Or would you prefer to do this virtually?
Right.
And to do it on a webinar at the same length. 80% of them came back and said, we'd rather do it virtually. Okay.
Wow.
And so,
okay.
You know, that's not always for everyone, but it was a big shift for us. You know, and we're entering a new time right now where people, in most cases, would rather learn virtually.
I prefer that too in many contexts. Sometimes I like to get together live. I just recently had a live event and that can be very, very helpful from a networking standpoint. But a lot of my sort of ongoing, you know, education is done virtually. And I prefer, especially because I like to listen to people at 2x speed on my computer, and that helps me get through content faster. So I had a couple questions about your specific approach, because you are, you're not only a practitioner, but you also teach others how to replicate what you've done. Could you talk a little bit about your, you know, the way you teach this, and, you know, and how it might be unique and how it might accelerate people's ability to be successful?
Sure. Well, you know, I try to keep my ego in check and not think that I'm the very best at, you know, these different things and whatever. Pretty good at creating digital products and selling them online.
Right.
I've done it 10 different times now. But what I think I'm good at is I think I'm good at explaining things. Okay, I think I'm good at explaining things in a way that people can say, okay, I understand that, and now I can take action. Right? And we've created a system to do the templates. I didn't start out by teaching people how to do internet marketing. Right? I actually did internet marketing for a lot of years, had, you know, several successful businesses, you know, had millions of people on my list, and then said, okay, let me teach this, right? So one of my unique skills is explaining things so they make sense. And the way that we do it in our course, which is called the Digital Product Blueprint, is we start out right from the beginning with, you know, and the mindsets and you know, how to learn about this area. So you understand the vocabulary. Then I've got trainings. I've got exercises. There's blueprints and templates. You do steps to target your product niche and then create the outline of your product and identify the knowledge you have that's the most valuable so that you can put it into a product that you can sell for the highest price. You get to go through my digital products as part of the training. You know, some of the training is live with me, live classes with me. And part of the training, you get to go through some of my digital products as you learn. So you get to see models. You basically get millions of dollars worth of templates. All the systems that I use, that I've developed to build, my business. And as you do it, because what we're really learning how to do is we're learning how to teach other people and be a model of success. Mm-hmm. You actually design your new life as you design your new business and implement it.
I like that a lot because for me, it's about not just taking helping others. That's a big part of my why is I'm helping others through my education I'm providing and my products because I'm in the health supplement business. That's my primary business. But I feel like if I can provide an environment where my family's is, I can spend time with my young kids because I have two young kids too. I have a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old. If I can spend time with them, spend time with my wife, have experiences that rejuvenate me, that I will be more effective at, helping others. And so that's, I think this whole concept of putting out products like this and sharing digital products is the perfect first step for people looking to, get started with an online business. For me, it's health. So I'm passionate about health, and there's a lot of ways to get started in the health business with health information. In fact, I mentioned in one of the emails that I sent out about this interview that I have friends that have launched health info product businesses that have gone on to become, seven and eight figure businesses where they sell information and supplements on the back end. But they started with, for example, with eBooks. So Joe Barton is a good example of that with Barton Publishing. I kind of know the answer, but I want to hear it from your perspective. What is the expense to get started with something like this? Is there a huge investment to launch a digital product business? Is it more elbow grease? I mean, what are we typically talking about here?
Yeah, sure. Well, it kind of depends on, what you want to do and how fast you want to go. Okay. The really good news, the almost miraculous news coming from someone who's, tried offline businesses and all these other things is you just think about it. How much does it cost to take your computer and write a book or record some audio sessions? Most of us have all the tools right now. I record I'm right now, I'm on my laptop. Okay, I'm just kind of sitting here on my laptop. I got my headset plugged into it.
Right.
This is the exact same setup that I use to do a lot of my stuff, my webinars, my broadcasts, my recordings and things. Okay, so you probably have a lot of the tools right now. If you get started with an ebook or an audio course or something like that, if you really want to do it on the cheap, you can set up a free blog. You can put these things up without really spending any money. You can get a PayPal account. Doesn't want to just do it like on a super budget. The tools are basically, very cheap or even free. If you want to invest a little bit and get some semi, professional tools, you want to get a system that, has integrated landing pages and, split testing and, shopping carts and affiliate programs and that kind of stuff, you're probably looking at spending a few hundred dollars, to set one of those systems up. And then, a couple or a few hundred dollars a month, depending on, what level you want to have. This isn't like a franchise where you got to, invest hundreds of thousands of dollars, or millions of dollars or, anything crazy like that. It's one of the reasons why I love this so much is, even today, Buck, when I create a new course, when I start something out and I start from scratch, I don't start by going and spending, $1 million or even $10,000. I start out by sitting down on my computer. I open it up. I create an outline for the course. I get some people on, I do a course, Once in a while, I'll do a live seminar still. But the great thing about those is I usually, you know, launch the course and do the live seminar as part of it. And I've usually gotten paid in advance
right.
to do the live program.
Yes.
You know, that's a really great thing as well, the repurposing of, you know, of your knowledge. So anyway, to answer your question, you know, not that much. I mean, it really doesn't cost that much relative to other businesses.
Okay. So here's one sort of operative question here. Is this a flash in the pan? Is this something that is going to get whacked by some technology change or an attitude change by the market? Is this something that, or is this something that has staying power?
Sure. I think we all right now anxiety. Fuck. I mean, technology is just, you know, it's obsoleting entire industries. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd hate to be.
We don't want to get Ubered. Right, we don't want to get Ubered or Airbnb'd in this. So what's your take?
Exactly. Right. I'd be freaked out. And all of us have a little bit of, you know, that anxiety. What I think, though, is it's what's important to ask is, what is the next thing that I can do in my career that will set me up for the step after that and the step after that?
Right.
Okay. Because we all want to keep growing. And I think that online education is such a big deal right now for that. Okay. So, you know, some people say, well, you know, I don't know, people have been making ebooks and courses for years, you know. You know, what I kind of come back and say is, you have any idea how much, right, online business is happening right now in terms of online education? Like, you know, do you have any guess how much people are spending online for education? You know, and those people say, I don't know. And I say, how about $107 billion?
Wow.
You
okay.
know?
Yeah.
And skyrocketing, you know, right now. $107 billion is the projection for 2015.
Hi, it's
And if you think about it, it really makes sense, because what do humans need now more than they need anything, right? Most people who are on the internet, right? So just think about this. Most people who are online, and most of the world right now still isn't even online regularly, okay? But most of the people that are actually online, if you think about who they are, they're all people that are working, trying to do jobs and so forth. Most of them are going to be interested in knowledge work, in how to learn new things so they can increase their skills and do better. And that's why we're seeing this, you know, exponential increase, is we all need more knowledge to have the lives we want, to have the relationships we want, to have the careers we want, to lose weight, to do all the hobbies we want to do. And, you know, I'll bet you, I'm just, you know, Buck, I'm totally making this up based on watching the growth of online education over the last 15 years. But I'll bet you that in, you know, 10 years or 15 years, that instead of it being $100 billion, it's probably going to be a $1 trillion industry. You know, online education, online learning. The information industry, just all information, last year I read there was over $400 billion. You know, what is Google, right? Google's a big information company, and they're worth hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, like all trends, right, this is going to have its pattern, but I think that this is going to be the longest term trend, the best bet, you know, when you put the Venn diagram, the overlapping circles, the best thing that you can learn to make yourself more secure, to get a set of skills that we all know we need. We need to learn. Everybody knows we need to learn online business. We need to learn online marketing. We have to learn those things. This is how you learn them. And it's how you do it in a way where you're under your own power. You're creating your own product. You're creating a product that's unique, that's only yours, you know, that no one else can have because it's got your story in it. So I'm pretty excited about it. You know, keep that number in mind. $107 billion industry, online education. And that's now, you know, and I mean, iPhones and iPads, I mean, these things, they just came out a few years ago.
Well, I can say that what's exciting about that is I'm in the health supplement space, and that business is also in the, you know, 70 billion plus range, but this eclipses even that. So I would say, you know, from my perspective, because I'm health focused, combining the two is a very, very powerful thing indeed. What I'd like to do is open this up for a few questions from the audience. So if you have if you're at your desktop or however you're logged in, there's a chat box there, and you can submit your questions. I see Nikolai's online, and give me a shout out. Let me see who else. We got attendees. We've got Scott and Pablo Norman's here. Hey, Norman, how's it going? Mindaugas, Labadiena, Mindaugas. We got quite a few from my wife's from Lithuania. So, hey, Jeff, how's it going? So go ahead and put your questions there for Eben, because I don't, like I said, I don't get a chance to grab Eben's time very often, probably because he's flying around the world with his family and is not taking calls while his business is running on autopilot. But if you have a specific question about this whole concept of putting together digital information products, leveraging them, building, you can, if you wanted to, like my friend Joe Barton, just build a big business, multi seven-figure business or greater doing that, or using that as a, using information products as a front end for a physical product business. Now, Eben, you did that too with the, when you were doing the CDs. From my perspective, I would do it, leverage information as a front end for dietary supplements, for example. And we would put them into either bigger packages for supplements or put them onto subscriptions for supplements, and then use information as a way also for retention, which is very powerful. Let's see. You've got, hey, Franklin, how's it going? Franklin is saying, do you recommend building an info-based product on a platform like Kajabi?
Yeah, sure. You know, Kajabi's great. Love that system. In fact, I've actually wanted to use it for a while now. We just, you know, for various reasons, we kind of got onto a system. And anyway, long story. It's okay. A beautiful system. Definitely a great way to go. If I was getting started from scratch right now, I would definitely use something like that.
What is Kajabi in a thumbnail? Do you mind sharing, Eben, what that does?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Kajabi, they've got several tools now, but basically it's a way that you can make a great digital product in an online membership kind of area. Mm-hmm. They have beautiful templates and things where, you know, you have an audio course, you can upload them, and then people can buy them and go in and use them. They have other business tools as well. The one I really recommend is Entreport.
Okay.
And I love Entreport. And now, you know, full disclaimer, I'm an investor in the company. I've also been an advisor to the company, which, you know, is a positive thing. I've, you know, put all my best ideas into it. It's a great all-in-one solution for building a business. You can, you know, you get all, everything all in one place with one database. You don't have to try to figure out how to get a bunch of different tools to talk to each other, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, you can set up your shopping cart and your list and all those kind of things. But yeah, these tools are great. They're amazing. There was nothing like, back when I started, there was nothing like Kajabi. There was nothing like Entreport.
Right.
I, you know, little side story, you know, true story. I spent millions of dollars in my company hiring a whole team of developers to build a system to do what these things can do for, you know, tens or a couple hundred bucks a month. It's miraculous to have these tools right now.
So you got rid of the your home built platform and all your IT headaches and now run on some software as service software that's really relatively inexpensive, I take it.
You know, actually what happened is we took the company, the big part of our company, and we spun it off.
Okay.
And it actually runs now separately. They still use the system that we built because it's really cool and it's got some custom functionality and things that these other things, you know, just didn't quite have for us. I mean, you know, we spent millions of dollars on it, so you can imagine some cool custom things on it.
Right.
But yeah, two of my businesses, I have migrated over to these.
Very nice. Now, Pablo's asking a really interesting question. It's a bit of a general question. So thanks, Pablo. What's the best way to get started with 5K or even less?
Well, let's see. I'm going to be very self-serving here, and I'm going to say, I honestly believe, I mean, really, the best thing that you can do is invest in our digital product blueprint course. So that is step one.
Okay.
You can get started for $197. Okay. And that would be on a payment plan. Or if you want, we've got some really great bonuses if you pay your tuition in full. But get started there and you'll have, you know, most of your money still left over. And keep that money so that when you're ready to create your digital product, as soon as you've got it ready and, you know, kind of created,
right,
you can get one of these tools that we're talking about and build your business and just get rolling with it, you know. And you'll also have some money left over to maybe test some pay-per-click marketing, to do a little online advertising, you know, do some other promotions with it. That's what I would do.
Okay, good advice. And I'm going to ask you a couple questions about that digital product blueprint course in just a moment. Norman is saying, "Hey, Norman, how you doing? Good to have you on the call. Do you have to be an expert in the field that you want to build an info product in?"
You don't have to.
Okay.
But let me just give you. I mean, you know, for example, we eventually started partnering with other people who knew things, and then, you know, we were kind of the marketing and business arm, mm-hmm. and that's worked for a lot of people too. You know, you can actually just find someone who's the subject matter expert, and then you can, you know, be the business partner. So it's perfectly great way of doing things. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot more subject matter experts who don't want to do the business part than there are business type experts, right, who don't want to do the subject matter. So it's like, you can find those folks out there if that's what you want to do. That said, here's something I recommend, Beth, to everyone, is pick a topic that you're at least interested in.
Okay.
Because if you're just selling information that you're not interested in, you're going to burn out at some point, you know? So I like to recommend that people at least, you know, do something that's interesting to you and fun and something where you're going to enjoy helping other people, you know, where you're going to enjoy helping them and they're going to enjoy learning from you. So that you have a higher quality of life, so that you enjoy the work that you're doing.
Vitally important, because I felt like, you know, choosing health 10 years ago, everyone, it's a universal interest, right, for everyone and for me starting out. So perfect advice. This is a related question. If you would start, this is from Doran. So thanks, Doran. If you would start today a new business, knowing what you learned from being in the online business for so long, what industry/niche would be your number one choice, number two, number three, et cetera?
Well, what I tend to do, Buck, is I try to start information, you know, digital product businesses in areas that are my current interest, right? Because when you teach, you learn better. And one of the things that I do that, I mean, I feel like this is one of those special bonuses. It's almost a miracle when you're doing a digital product business. I reach out to other experts in the field and I say, hey, will you do an interview with me? Can I learn? Can I pick your brain a little bit? And so I get to learn more, not only by teaching, but I also get to run in, you know, plug into people who know a lot, and I get to have their, you know, kind of knowledge downloads. So, you know, when I started, it was dating advice. That's what I was interested in at the time. I created some, you know, dating advice. Then, you know, several years later, I had been building a business, learning about that. People were asking about it. So I created some courses on how to do business. And I created some courses on how to make digital products and information products. You know, in that process, people were asking about time management and productivity, and I was learning about that. The course on, you know, time management and productivity. Mm-hmm. And I created several courses on things that I was interested in. Today, if I was starting out from scratch, right from the beginning, I'd probably start creating a course on parenting, you know, because I have a 2.5-year-old daughter. And in fact, I've been interviewing experts, a collection of, I don't know, 5 or 6 of these interviews that I've been doing. And I'm thinking, like, I can't decide exactly how to approach this. I think I'm just going to put them online as a podcast and give them away to folks.
Yes.
But as I talk about it, people are saying, wow, I would love to, you know, I just don't have the time to go find those experts and whatever. You know, I'd love to have, you know, product. It's a great idea, a product on parenting. So I would just pick, you know, whatever I'm most interested in and, you know, gun to the head kind of thing, like pick one now. I say, you know, call it parenting.
All right. But I'm biased. I'm going to say health. And a lot of people that are on the call right now came to my sort of ecosystem because of health, but that's my bias. Now Jeff is asking.
By the way, Buck,
go ahead.
Health is one of the perennial winners. Okay. It's for teaching courses, online education, digital products. It's one of the long-term winners. I have several friends that I've met. Many friends, in fact, who are in the health and fitness niche, who have built 7-figure more businesses from scratch, you know, having never done any internet marketing or whatever before. And yeah, and it's great, you know, and if you create one on health, it makes accountability, you know, if you're going to be a teacher, you've got to stay healthy, you know, and it has a lot of benefits.
So so the follow-on question, how applicable is what you teach and the method that you teach to someone looking to apply this to the health niche?
Oh, it's really applicable. I don't know why this is exactly, Buck, but I, for some reason, I attract a lot of people who do health, fitness, particularly a lot of people that are into holistic health and wellness.
Okay.
Who come to my courses. And I think one of the reasons is, you know, I was a kind of a self-described like sales and marketing chicken. You know, I first tried the real estate industry when I was in my 20s. I got a real estate license. And one of the things they teach you is cold calling, right?
Right,
when you
right.
sit down at the phone and you have a list of people and you pick the phone up and you call these people you don't know and you say, hey, do you want to sell your house? And I remember the first time I did that, I sat down, I had my list of people, I looked at the phone, and I just sat there staring at it. I got nervous, and I got so upset that I just sick, and I went home and I went to bed. You know, my first ad that I ran, you know, I didn't get any customers. First time I did a direct mail piece, I got no response to any of this stuff. And so I had to learn how to do it in a way that felt good to me. And I think that people who are interested in helping other people, like people that are with other people being successful and healthy, I think they come and learn from me because they get that I'm really about teaching you how to communicate the value of what you know and find people that really want to learn. And I want to, and I'm interested in teaching people to want to help people in order to, you know, make money and grow their businesses. So yeah, I think it's perfect for someone in the health niche. And I've had, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, by this time, probably thousands of people that are in, you know, health, nutrition, you know, kind of the holistic world, wellness. I mean, I've had doctors and therapists and every kind of, you know, person go through my course, and they really, really like it.
Well, you walk the talk too, because I see video of you and pictures of you, and you are glowing and super fit. So, congratulations. I'm very jealous. In between the questions here, could we take just a brief moment, because some people are asking about this, about your digital product blueprint. Can you just give a quick thumbnail, what it is, what people can get out of it, and maybe we can share how they can take a look at it if they'd like to?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, essentially, if you have a book inside you, you know, if you thought I should write a book, or if you have a course inside you, like I should teach a course, or you thought I should do a webinar, or you have some knowledge that just from this conversation you realize, oh yeah, I have some knowledge, and 7 billion people on the planet, there are a bunch of them that would really like to learn it. Right? I recommend you consider, you know, strongly creating a digital product. Right? Create a digital product. I mean, I kind of think everyone should have one. If you're a coach, you should have a digital product. If you're, you know, a practitioner, if you're, you know, have expertise in some area, if you want to start a business, if you want to start your first business, digital products are great because you get to learn all the lessons quickly, you know, and kind of cheaply in terms of time and money. If you've never had a business, it's a great starter. If you've had a business but you want to migrate online, it's an excellent way to do that. Inside the digital product blueprint, what we do is we identify the knowledge that you have that's the most valuable, and a target audience who would be, you know, the one most likely to pay you for that knowledge, and then we create a digital product together for them. That's why it's called the digital product blueprint, because it's got my blueprints and my methods and my outlines and all my formulas for creating digital products and doing the marketing. And what we do over 90 days, 5 coaching classes together, where we get together, you learn from me live, we can interact, you can ask me questions, and we work on targeting your product niche and creating the product and building your marketing and doing your launch and setting up your email follow-up campaigns. You also get some very powerful in the forms of blueprints and exercises and digital courses. So you watch videos online that you go through inside of a private members area. You get some of my best courses as bonuses. Right now, I'm offering my full Wake Up Productive course, which is my best course on time management and productivity, and I think the best course on time management and productivity. You'll go through this course over the 90 days. You watch an introduction video, and you do a few fast starts, and then once a week, you do about a 20-minute video. You do a little exercise. You use what you learn. At the end of 90 days, you will have doubled your productivity. Okay, working the same amount of time. You get that as a bonus. You get my marketing step-by-step course, which is my best course on marketing. Okay, all the most important stuff I've learned over the last almost 20 years, I guess, 20 years studying marketing and building my businesses. It's all in there, all with my outlines and my templates and things like naming your business and doing your branding and writing copy and creating your follow-up letters, getting affiliate partners, and getting referrals, all inside this course. We've got technology tool trainings. If you're a little bit of a technophobe and, you know, you don't know how to do things like up your shopping cart or your email list, you know, we teach you once a week. You get on a live class, okay, live with the group. You can interact. We walk you step by step, click by click, through how to set up all of the 12 most important technology tools. Okay, so if you need to do that, you can set all those things up. But bottom line is, if you go through this course with me, you follow what I teach and use the blueprints, okay, and you do your homework, you'll finish with your product done, right, your marketing ready, and your business online. Okay, and you'll also learn a set of skills that will allow you to take control of your time, your attention, and your life as you teach. I think that this you know, can be the best investment that you've ever made. I mean, it can really transform your life.
Well, that's perfect. I am, first of all, I'm a customer. I buy just about all your stuff, Evan. So you're my mentor. And I want to say thank you for, the wisdom that you've imparted, upon me over the years. And, I'm really jealous because you're younger than I am. I know that, but I learn from people that are younger than me, that are older than me. I'm very, very open that way. And so, thank you for what you've done to my business. What I just put into the chat window a link that you can go. It's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/yourdigitalbusiness. You can go and find out more information. Don't do that just yet, because I know there's a video there that will start playing, but you can go and find out more about the digital product blueprint and the details. I think you said you can get started relatively inexpensively. You have some plans to get people in. So from that perspective, it's there's nothing less expensive in my mind than starting a digital product business. Is that true, Evan, or in terms of the how to get started?
You know, if you went outside on the street with your guitar and you started giving guitar lessons, okay, that might be, you know, you've already got the guitar,
right?
That might be less expensive, but very, very, very few things I could, you know, conceptualize would be a real, you know, an actual legit business where you have your own products.
Right.
I really can't think of anything that would be less expensive to start than a digital product business.
Yeah. Let me get to a couple more questions, because I want to make sure that everyone gets their questions answered here as we go along. You can see in the chat window, I put the link there, but let's continue on. Jeff is asking, hey, in your businesses, do you focus on getting the lead first or the sale?
Started out, Buck, I didn't even know what an email list was. I mean, it was just, here's the page, right, and, you know, you can either buy my book or not. And, you know, like feeling around in the dark, you know, we figured this out. You know, my friend who had shown me how to do ebooks, he came over one day and we set up an opt-in page and we, you know, built an email list and things. It's important at first to just get going. You've got to make your product and you've got to, you know, build a list. Mm-hmm. Just got to get underway.
Right.
If you have any experience with building lists and you're like, you know what, I could just make a free report that's 10 pages long, like today,
right,
and I can put up an opt-in page and I can start building a list tomorrow while I'm making my product, you know, that's fine. You can go for that, and that might be a great way to get started. If you're like, no, you know what, I want to make my product first, I recommend that you invest at least a good few weeks making your product. And then once you've got your product done, it's a lot easier to do your marketing when you, right? One of the problems, Buck, is people make a product without knowing the stuff that I teach and without understanding marketing. And so they make their product and then they show up and they say, okay, now how do I market this? I mean, if I had a dollar for every person that's come to me at one of my programs, or, you know, when I've spoken at big seminars and things and said, hey, I've been looking for you forever. I've got this book that I wrote 10 years ago and I just need someone to help me market it. And I already know, you know, where this is going to go,
right,
you know, and then I dig a little deeper and I find out that they didn't make a product that was really marketable. They made a product just full of their knowledge. So you need to spend several hours learning about how to identify what's in your mind that's most valuable, not that you think is most valuable, but that other people will think is most valuable, so you can make sure and include that stuff in the product.
So there's a packaging and presentation aspect of it. You can't just dump your brain and expect that that's going to be a winner.
Exactly. It's not that complex, but it turns out that the things, this is the trick, the things that people are searching for and that oftentimes they'll pay the most money for, pay the most money to learn, they're not the first things that you would think of. You know, it's they're just not the first things that you would think of. But there's a system for figuring it out and for narrowing it down and, you know, confirming this and, you know, doing a little bit of market research to make sure that you get it right. And so, you know, if, like I said, if you have some experience with this, it sounds like this person might be a little bit more sophisticated. You know, if that's where you're at and you already know this, sure, you can start building your list immediately. For most people, though, I recommend creating a product and doing it in a way where you've identified the knowledge you have that other people will pay the most for. So you can put that into your product. So when you're in marketing, you're telling people about that knowledge and they're going, oh, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. You know, that's what's most valuable for me. That's what I'm willing to pay the most for. That's the way I would do it.
Do you recommend, this is actually from a question from me. Do you recommend that people produce a low priced product as a way to, you know, become a paying customer first and then introduce kind of like what you did with, W Dating, and then bring them in and sell the bigger ticket, after the core product being after the initial sale?
You know, that's a pretty good idea. But it really depends, Buck. It depends on what you're teaching. There's a little bit of, you'd have to, you know, we'd have to kind of jam on this a little bit. You'd have to ask yourself a couple of questions. So here's the discrepancy, right? Or here's the distinction. So I mentioned, for example, you know, W Dating. I started writing a book, then I created the higher end product. I also mentioned this course that I did that was the high end $10,000
yes.
Business training course.
Yep.
When I started teaching business, I realized that a lot of big companies, they've got this strategy, not big companies, a lot of niche companies that charge a lot of money, the way of saying it, have this strategy where they create a high-end product first, and then they create their other products, right? So, you know, Ferrari is a good example. They create a supercar that's like $1 million car, and they launch it out for the world. They make like a couple of hundred of them or something. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then they make their other cars look like the $1 million car, and they sell them for only $250,000. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it's a big strategy. Okay. A lot of companies do this. A lot of niche, you know, product companies that want to charge high prices. And so sure. I said, you know, I'm going to follow that strategy. So I created this course for $10,000, and then later, if I say to you, hey, you know, buy the thing. You know, for 5,000, or, you know, buy the course that was 10,000. Here you can do the home study version and it's only 2,000.
Right.
You have a positioning there. You know, if you know that 100 other people paid $10,000 to learn this knowledge and you're going to pay $2,000 for the video of the same thing, right? There's a positioning there. So if you have knowledge that could be, you know, perceived as being very exclusive or high end, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You might want to create a higher end product first.
That's very, very interesting. Kind of like an anchoring concept, right, around your premium, your ultra premium offering, and then everything's relevant relative to that.
Exactly.
Joe is asking. Thanks for this question, Joe. In narrowing down a niche, and she says that. My interest is in health and wellness, so thank you very much. For a specific age group and gender, is that too narrow? Health and wellness for a specific age group and gender?
Yeah, no. In fact, Buck, because I'd love to ask more questions, but mm-hmm. It sounds to me like it's not narrow enough.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, it's not narrow enough. And I want you to do a thought experiment really quick. Okay, I talked about this in one of my videos, right? I was trying to figure out how can you imagine how many people are in the world? It's, you know, 7 billion. I have no idea what that looks like. You know, mm-hmm. 7 billion people in a room or, you know, I don't know. So I said, all right, well, let me do the math. So you know what a football stadium looks like,
yep.
Right? So a football stadium, big one, like Super Bowl, 83,000 people, I want you to imagine, are in a big football stadium. Okay, so you can 83,000 people. Now, what if we replaced each of the people in the stadium with another stadium that had 83,000 people in it? So now you've got a big stadium, and there's 83,000 stadiums with 83,000 people.
Right.
That's almost 7 billion.
Okay.
That's what $7 billion looks like.
You just blew my mind.
Just to kind of start to imagine how many people are out there.
Yeah.
So the question I have is, would your knowledge be valuable to one person in one football stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And most people would say, well, of course, out of those 83,000 people, there's definitely, you know, whatever, one person of this age, of this gender, that wants to learn this thing that I need to know. Right? And let's say you sell your digital, you know, let's say you have an audio course and you sell it for $100. And you'd say, all right, well, $100, I mean, you know, it's not that much money. I don't know if it's worth it to even create the course, you know, for $100, right? But then you realize, but there are 83,000 stadiums like that in the world. And if one in 83,000 people, you know, in the world bought it, all the 83,000 of them, and at $100, that's $8.3 million. So you don't have to have something that appeals to everybody, you know, and you don't even have to have something that appeals, you know, to like 10% of the people. A lot of times, because it's the internet and everyone, it can be very, very, very narrow. You know, I've seen people with extremely successful, products, seven-figure products, doing things like dog training and how to teach your, you know, your pet to talk and like, you know, how to play poker and how to plan your, you know, your wedding and like these kinds of things, you know, do multi-hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. And now, you know, am I promising you that you're going to make, you know, $8.3 million because you do it? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not making any income claims. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to give you like a way of wrapping your head around how many people there are in the world and how the narrower your niche, oftentimes, the better that you will do.
Amen. I mean, and so in the health and wellness space, so Joe specifically said health and wellness, a certain gender and age group. That's exactly what we do at Real Dose Nutrition. We target boomer women, but specifically we target them boomer women that want to lose weight. So unfortunately, being overweight is a big problem for too high percentage of a large percentage of people population. But by focusing on women, boomer women, we can zero in on the specific needs of that particular group, and that works very, very well for us. But we could even, you know, go down further from there, and it could be women of a certain ethnicity as well as gender and age and those kinds of things to drill down further. So let's see, Joe. Okay, Joe is following up here. Pablo, I think you're asking a question here that was brought up before, but I'll bring it up. How much capital do you recommend getting started with in total for getting the business set up and running with all the tools, initial marketing costs, et cetera? I think you sort of alluded to that, but it's certainly something under, he's saying 5K, 10K, 20K. Is there sort of a box you could say mm-hmm. that would be a sort of minimum investment to get started?
Yeah, and you know, Buck, I'm going to give you a little proviso, and then I'll actually answer the question here.
Okay.
You know, I don't like to make a lot of these promises. You know, I'm not going to sit here saying you push this button and all of a sudden a bunch of money, you know, gets deposited in your bank account. You know,
right.
Get rich quick schemes, they just don't work, kind of thing, right? Now, after I've given you kind of that disclaimer, I'll say I started my business literally sitting at my computer. I wrote a book. I put it up online. I started spending, you know, $20 and $50 here and there on slick traffic. I spent a little bit of money to, you know, maybe set up my websites, and I wanted to make a pop-up, you know, to get people to opt in once. And I had to hire a computer programmer that I think was, you know, a few hundred dollars. And then I hired a guy to, you know, maybe do a logo for me for a little bit of money. So, you know, there are some expenses here. But, you know, when people say to me, like, you know, Evan, I inherited some money and I can invest up to $100,000 and whatever. I get scared. I mean, I'm like, whoa, if you've spent $5,000 or $10,000, doing this, and if you've gotten that high and you don't clearly see, you know, some proof of concept, you know, you're probably doing the wrong thing. So I don't recommend that people, put a whole bunch of, money into something that, you know, until they've gotten proof of concept. And I think you can get proof of concept pretty fast relative to other businesses with a digital product.
I wholeheartedly agree, and I'm a big fan of doing the shoestring investment, proving it out, and scaling it up from there. And if anything, you're kind of scaling up doing things such as media buying once you've proven out the model, and that's another area of expertise. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Evan, but don't you discuss also the scaling up process once you have things dialed in and buying media to drive up your business?
Yeah, in fact, like I mentioned, Buck, one of the bonuses, you know, because we're doing a launch right now, we're only open for registration for 3 days.
Okay.
You know, if this is a 90s course, we actually start the live classes in just a few days here. So we've got to do this. Mm-hmm. Because it's a launch, you know, we really try to make it a no-brainer, and I include some bonuses in my best courses. So you actually get my best course on marketing, my marketing step-by-step course. It's got all my tools and templates and training for doing all of these different types of marketing. And in there, I teach the psychology and the tactics for affiliate marketing, for doing these partnerships, and, you know, for scaling up your marketing in your business.
That is, to me, that alone, it's one of the reasons why I got so excited about attending Get Altitude when you offered that a few years back, and I was lucky enough to be a part of that. And your expertise in doing media buying and scaling up a business was sort of paramount to us being successful at Real Dose Nutrition. I mean, we get a little bit of our revenue from affiliate marketing, but the majority of our revenue really comes from buying paid media. So here, I know we just have a couple more minutes left. So what I'd like to do is just point out that in the chat window, if you're interested, like I am, in being a student and having Evan Pagan mentor you on how to build a digital product business, which I think, especially if you're looking at a shoestring operation and wanting to get something going quickly without a huge investment, whether you're into health and wellness or not, and any other niche information products are applicable to, I can't think of many niches where info is not applicable to. It's universal. That you should go to that link. Check out, I think there's a video there. Evan, you're in the middle of a launch right now, so I can see the timer saying there's a little over a day and a half left that the program's available. And you said you're starting the training in a few days?
Yeah, exactly. And let me just do the final encouragement here, you know. We've got 100% guarantee, Buck. You can go through the whole course,
okay,
kind of at my risk. You'll see all the details in the video. This is the best training that you can get on how to create and market your digital product, how to really get yourself on track as a business person,
mm-hmm.
and how to get the mindset for starting a business, how to learn all the different tools that you're learning, and really how to think like an entrepreneur, you know, how to get yourself underway as independent person.
Right.
It's the best training there is on that, and we guarantee it. You know, go watch our video, sign up. When you sign up today, as soon as you sign up and you register, right, you get mm-hmm. your credentials sent over to you. It takes a couple minutes for us to, you know, get your credentials. You log in immediately, get to start going through the marketing step-by-step course. You immediately get to start going through. You start with the first video of our Wake Up Productive course. These aren't even the main body of the training. These aren't product blueprint training or any of the technology trainings. Just watch the first video for the Wake Up Productive course and just start going through the marketing step-by-step course. Just start going through the bonuses that are in there. And I think that you will see pretty quickly that this is really powerful, directly applicable stuff that it's going to change the way you think. It's going to change the way you start looking at opportunity in your life. It's going to change the way you think about business. It's going to change your behavior. Like, you're going to just start being a different person. And, you know, that alone, just seeing those things alone will encourage you and help you realize that it's going to change your life. You know, you're going to be able to use this information across, you know, everything that you do in your life and your business and your work and help people all around the world. So as soon as you log in, you'll see it.
Well, I wanted to say thank you, Evan, for changing my life and having such an impact over the years on me. We've not spent a lot of time together, but I've been, as I said, I'm a student of yours. I'm a customer of yours. I'm proud to say that I own, I think, just about every course you have. So I'm really excited that you're making this available. I think it's this and the the marketing course that you're offering, as well as the productivity course, because, you know, productivity is so important to someone building an internet based business that is supremely relevant to someone building a health business, which is why I'm introducing it to my audience, because you've been working with me, you know, from afar as my mentor and as a friend, and we've met on a number of occasions live, and I really appreciate you taking the time live with me now, answering our questions and my audience's questions. One last question from Franklin, because he's a member of the Health Profits community. So Franklin is asking, what creates a higher customer lifetime value, a monthly charge to a membership site or a large upfront fee? Continuity or a big ticket item?
Yeah, my experience in this one, and I have it across a lot of different businesses right now, is I mentioned, you know, I call it the graduation model, mm-hmm. is help people keep learning more over time. You know, if you just think rationally about this for a second, and you realize, you know, people don't get all of their money at once, and they can't get all of the information at once. And we do better as we learn some now, and we learn a little bit later, and we learn a little bit more later, and as we have money to invest, you know, a little bit over time. You know, just think about the way they sell houses and the way they sell cars.
Right.
They sell a lot more of them because you can make payments over time. And so if you can, I think you want to have either, you know, a continuity or a membership program, like you just mentioned, or ideally you want to have a product line that has different types of products in it, something they can read, something they can listen to, something they can watch, maybe some live things they can attend. You want to go across all modalities, and I think you'll have a much higher lifetime value that way.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again, Eben. Folks can go. I don't know, Eben, if you can see in the chat window. I'm hoping I put the right link in there if you take a look at where that goes. But it's a video of you with the countdown for how long the cart is open for your current launch for Digital Product Blueprint. Is that correct?
Yeah, let me just go take a look at that.
I think it's 1 day and 11 hours of showing there. Okay, perfect. So folks, if you're not, no matter what business you're thinking about getting into online, this is going to be a foundational training for your business, which is why I'm giving it my highest recommendation and giving my highest recommendation to Eben Pagan, because of the way his approach is thorough. It is, it's entertaining, thorough, and effective. Okay. And you really want all three in a mentor. So take a look at the link there. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot me an email. You've got my email address, buck@healthprofitsacademy.com. And Eben, I would, you know, in the future, I'd love to have you back and do an interview in the future about, you know, what else you're working on, or maybe have you do an interview for the Health Profits community in general. I'd love to have you back.
Yeah, sounds great. Let's put it all up soon, Buck.
So beautiful. Well, listen, enjoy your time wherever in the world you are, and good luck with your lovely wife and your lovely baby. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
All right. Thanks, everyone.